the South African-based businessman was hardly known until his act of brotherhood to rescue Mnangagwa, who worked with Mugabe for many years during and after Zimbabwe's armed liberation struggle. Mnangagwa illegally crossed the border at night and landed in Mozambique with a few bodyguards who are said to have blocked attempts by Zimbabwean state security agents from arresting the fleeing vice president and his entourage. The multimillionaire, who describes himself as a nanny, corruptible, God-fearing businessman, says when he sent his private jet to pick up Mnangagwa, it was an act of kindness. Maphosa claims that Mnangagwa phoned him seeking help while he was still in Zimbabwe.
Come that day, I get a call from him. Maphosa, I'm in a situation. Fired, my life is in danger. I need to get out of the country. My first call was, where are you? Where are you going? Where would you be in 2 hours, in 4 hours, in 6 hours, which he told me. And we went to pick him up and brought him into the country.
However, he said now there are people who want to eliminate him due to his close links to the president and his act of kindness.
I'm sure you've seen from my security detail, you can see how many security people I'm with. And you can see how many security people I travel with. And thirdly, it is because of what we are coming to do in Zimbabwe. There are people that seem to say we are going to disturb their businesses, and people are fighting us for that.
Maphosa says in addition to several threats he has received and attempts on his life, his enemies have also embarked on a campaign to destroy his business empire in South Africa by making false allegations of corruption against him. On this, he says he has been questioned by South Africa's elite crime investigating unit, the WOCS, which has since cleared his name.
Why am I not being arrested? If there is a case to answer, surely we are a law-abiding country. If I've done anything wrong, I should be arrested and I should be taken to court to be tried. It is a narrative and an effort of my detractors that says we don't want him to achieve this. We don't want him to do this.
One of his companies has been accused of engaging in corrupt activities during a tender process in the Northwest Province. Justice Maphosa, 43, was born in Gwanda, Matabeleland South Province, where he did part of his education before proceeding to South Africa. He did computer studies with a bias on information communication technology. In 1998, together with a friend, he launched his first company, the Computer Ink and Media Solutions, whose core business was to recycle computer ink cartridges. Today, he is the founder and chief executive officer of Big Time Strategic Group, with 17 subsidiaries across Southern Africa. Maphosa says, through these companies, they have made doing business easy and cheaper in various sectors that include aviation, agriculture, banking, finance, health, tourism and entertainment, among others. He says he is a testimony of a man who rose from rags to riches all through hard work and sacrifice, making himself a multimillionaire in the process. Despite this stress on his life and business, Maphosa says he is in the process of launching 9 companies in Zimbabwe. Reporting for Studio 7 in Johannesburg, this is Benedict Nhlapo.